man most in the midst of the San Francisco music scene is critic Ralph J. Gleason. In his syndicated newspaper columns, Mr. Gleason has been the foremost interpreter of the sounds coming out of what he calls the Liverpool of the United States. Mr. Gleason believes the San Francisco rock groups are making a serious contribution to musical history.
In the last year and a half, San Francisco has literally exploded with music. The rock bands are some of the most interesting bands in the country, and one of the most exciting and interesting bands in San Francisco these days is the Grateful Dead. We're talking to the Grateful Dead, particularly to Jerry Garcia, the lead guitarist. Jerry, what kind of music does the Grateful Dead play?
Loud.
Loud music.
Loud music. Dance music for dances at dances.
Where does it come from? Do you write it all yourself?
No. We write some of it.
We steal it from a lot of places.
Yeah, we steal it from a lot of places.
As many as we can find, as a matter of fact.
We're clever thieves. And, we're clever thieves. Steal it from a lot of places and rearrange.
Sort of like the Baroque era. Yeah.
Do you have any particular bank vaults of music that you raid periodically?
Old blues, new blues,
jug band
music. We've been getting into stealing classical licks. And jazz, anything.
You don't sound like other bands. Why is this?
Well, because because we're not other bands. We're the Grateful Dead, and we've been together for long enough to where we are used enough to each other to be able to play together.
Yeah.
even when you take old tunes or tunes that have old influences in them, you still don't sound like the originals. You sound like
because that's not who we are. We're not trying to recreate anything.
Do you change them around?
Oh, freely. Like I say, any one song could have lots of stuff in it from lots of different sources, but it always comes out nothing like the original, and also nothing like anything else.
Electronically, do you work at things electronically for different sounds and devices?
We're getting into it more than we have been. We've been mostly just working on getting better at our instruments, and the electronic stuff is stuff that you discover playing at enormous volumes that you play at in the big auditoriums. And pretty soon your guitar is feeding back, and there's this insane sound coming out of it, you know. And you find that by fiddling around the right way, you can control it to a certain extent, and that becomes part of the way you play.
You use this in the way you
play. Yeah. You can't not. If you ignore it, it just gets louder and louder.
It takes over the entire thing.
Do you write things out in arrangements that you're going to do?
Sometimes we do and sometimes we don't.
Only if the record company insists.
Right, if the record company insists, then
do you do them the same way time after time when you play them?
I don't think so. There are a few that are more or less the same most of the time.
In general contour, you might say.
Right, but the events inside them aren't always the same. And the thing that we really like is when it's not, you know, when something new suddenly happens and we're suddenly playing differently than we used to. You know, it's just this sort of evolutionary stuff goes on.
What kind of thing can tick that off in the course of playing a tune?
Playing it long enough.
Good vibes.
Playing it long enough, yeah, and a good situation, you know, a lot of feedback from the audience and you know, dancing and playing in the big auditoriums is conducive to that.
Well, things that you've done yourself in music will suggest themselves to you at various points in playing a tune, an individual performance? Or your serial composer will come up with some...
That's kind of what happens. It's just all of a sudden, you know, another possibility reveals itself to our wondering eyes and ears.
Or somebody will play something and it suggests another place to go.
Right? Change the whole tune?
Right.
Yeah.
We like to let it go as far as it'll go.
What song are you going to play for us?
A song called Cream Puff War.
Did you write this?
Yeah, I wrote this particular song. It's the only song I've ever written completely all the way. It's my song.
And it steals from all those places?
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, just the actual song, meaning the melody and the words, but the rest of it is...
To the extent that all of us in our own playing steal from everywhere.
Right.
Okay, let's hear it.
Okay.
Thank you.
Three San Francisco groups play the same tune, each band contributes its own distinctive style. Such style makes all the difference in the fickle music business. Many musicians have made fortunes without really understanding what magic quality they possess. But the toe-tapping test of endurance for a style may be whether a generation still likes its music.